This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The work continues in Rhode Island today to identify nearly 100 people who died Thursday in a nightclub fire that has stunned this nation. Investigators are also trying to figure out whether the owners or managers of the Station nightclub gave permission for the pyrotechnic display that ignited the fire in the small wood frame building. From member station WRNI, Tony Randolph reports.
Firefighters spent Friday pulling the bodies of those who didn't make it out of the Station nightclub in West Warwick, Rhode Island, from the smoldering rubble. Dozens of bodies were recovered. Fire officials say clusters of bodies were found near the front door and in the restrooms. They say the blaze spread so quickly that many people didn't have time to escape. Angela McDonald and her sister Regina Dunn, like several hundred family members, are hoping that their niece did. They came to the site carrying a photograph of the 25-year-old as they made a plea for help finding her.
We're hoping that this picture, if someone has seen her, a nurse, person who got out, a doctor, a spectator, anyone who saw her, if they could call us and let us know that they saw her and where she is.
As the death toll mounted, officials began the gruesome task of identifying bodies. Last night, only a handful had been identified. State officials may use DNA testing to help with the process. In addition, they've asked families to provide medical and dental records. Rhode Island Governor Donald Cacciari.
We are putting the highest priority on identifying the individuals. I want everyone to understand we are bringing to bear all the resources we can to get identification as rapidly as we can for the families impacted.
Meanwhile, prosecutors say there's a possibility that criminal charges could be filed in the case. The legal capacity of the club was 300, but investigators say they're trying to determine if more people were there. Another part of the investigation is centering on the use of pyrotechnics in the building. The blaze began when the 80s rock band Great White opened its concert Thursday night with a fireworks display. Flames quickly engulfed the club, trapping hundreds of people. A member of the band said the club gave permission to use the fireworks. But in a statement last night, an attorney for the club's owners said they didn't know that pyrotechnics would be used, nor would they have granted permission if asked. West Warwick town manager Wolfgang Bauer says for him, it's irrelevant.
That may be a bone of contention among them, but nobody got a license.
And the West Warwick fire chief said even if there had been a request for a license, it would have been denied because of the age and composition of the structure. The club was housed in a 50-year-old wood frame building. It had fire extinguishers and illuminated exit signs that had a battery backup and passed inspection in December. But it wasn't required to have a sprinkler system. The fire chief says if it did, this tragedy could have been averted. Governor Cacciari says he's now ordering the inspection of similar clubs in the state to try to make sure the fire tragedy is not repeated. Meanwhile, investigators are combing the site for evidence and say it could be some time before they know whether charges will be filed. Governor Cacciari.
We got to go through a process. If there's criminal wrongdoing, believe me, it'll be pursued in the charges. But there's a process, there's an investigation going on, and I don't want to prejudge that.
The Rhode Island fire is not New England's only deadly nightclub blaze. In 1942, nearly 500 people died in Boston's Coconut Grove nightclub when patrons couldn't escape because of poorly marked exits. For NPR News, I'm Tony Randolph in West Warwick, Rhode Island.